Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 620 Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
What's happening, man?
Let's take a look at your forecast here in a little bit right now, though. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
Let's do it. Baseball, man. Major League Baseball postponed the seasons of the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins. We talked about this yesterday a little bit. Here's some more news on it. Marlins won't be able to play until Tuesday, which is kind of weird. Seems kind of soon, but and it might be longer, though, depending on the ruling from the mayor of Miami. And for now, the Phillies are on hold through Thursday, July 30th, because, well, they were the last team to play the Marlins, and, well, yeah, not good. We'll see if the league can hold things together and keep this season going, or if it's going to spin out of control. Kind of looking like that, really. Not looking good so far.
I'll take spin out of control for 500, Alex.
Ding, 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 ding. Let's move on. Basketball. It looks like the NBA, this NBA Disney bubble thing might actually work. The 2019 and 2020 season will still set to restart again tomorrow. With the playoffs scheduled to end no later than mid-October. So, see some basketball tomorrow, man. We'll see how long that lasts, even though it's not going to last real long. Regardless, we'll see if they make it the full way.
I don't think they will, because I've already read a story about a basketball player, I can't remember who it was, who had to quarantine himself because he went to a strip club. He couldn't just help himself. He had to go to a strip club, and now it's like, all right, dude, well, you got to sit in your hotel room for 2 weeks until we know for sure that you don't have COVID. Yeah, way to go, moron.
Dang, it's like you're not real discreet if you're an NBA player. Yeah. You go anywhere, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, hey, check it out. It's so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know?
It's Larry Bird.
Isn't he supposed to be in the bubble? Wait a second. No, you know, not a good thing.
Out getting boobies in his face. What else you got?
Yeah, right. Football. Hey, a bunch of New England Patriots are opting out of the 2020 NFL season, choosing not to play for safety reasons. Some NFL fans believe the Patriots are going out of their way to opt out so they can tank the season, get a very high draft, and then choose the number one college prospect quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. They're supposedly opting out so they can tank for Trevor. That's what they're calling. Tank for Trevor. Tank. For Trevor, don't they have old boy already though?
Didn't they just win like 9 Super Bowls in a row? What the hell is happening with the Patriots?
That's not enough.
Good
not
enough, Lord,
they need a few more over there, man. It'd be interesting to see how they end up. I mean, it's the Patriots, man. The franchise is always going to be pretty decent, I'd assume.
Yeah,
with the staff they have over there. But, yeah, it'll be interesting not to see the classic Belichick-Tom Brady duo there. So we'll see how it goes. And that's your sports.
Nailed it.
On a Wednesday.
Perfect. Flawless execution, Hunter.
Damn right, son. Damn right.
Gold star for you. All right, that's your sports. Yeah. Brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rocker.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, mega power, yeah. Anyway, it's 7:27. Let's get to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Maybe get one of their variety packs and try them all. They're delicious.
Man, all right, buckle up. Kick-ass sports report coming your way. Baseball. Major League Baseball postponed the seasons of the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins. We were talking about it yesterday, Brock. Marlins ain't going to be able to play until Tuesday, which is kind of soon, in my opinion. But it might be longer, honestly, depending on a ruling from the mayor in Miami. And for now, the Phillies are on hold through Thursday, July 30th, because they were the last team to play the Marlins. And you know how that works. If you play a team that's got the coronavirus, you might have it. We'll see if the league can hold things together and keep the season going, or if it's just going to just spin out of control and crumble, which I think is going to happen, honestly. You know,
don't have high hopes, do you? I don't either.
Nah, not too much. I'm just kind of curious about these sports reports in the future. Come on, baseball. I need you. Basketball. Looks like the NBA Disney World bubble. You know that thing, that the old bubble that the NBA players are staying in so they can stay safe? You know, my work. Because the 2019-2020 season still set to start again tomorrow, Thursday, with the playoffs scheduled to end no later than mid-October. So a little short NBA season there, but so far, it's kind of working out. So we'll see after tomorrow what happens and if they continue to do that. Moving on, football. A bunch of New England Patriots are opting out of the 2020 NFL football season, choosing not to play for safety reasons, I guess, in quotes. Some NFL fans believe that the Patriots are going to opt their way out of the season. They want to purposely tank the season to get a very high draft pick and then choose the number one college prospect, quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Damn, they got this laid out, dude. The number one quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, they're supposedly opting out so they can tank for Trevor, in quotes. Tank for Trevor. So, I wouldn't doubt it. Patriots always got something up their sleeve. They're always doing something. They're always, you know, whatever it's going to take to win a ball game, man, they're out there doing. So I don't think they're probably far off on that one. But honestly, even if you do, let's say you win the Super Bowl this year or a championship in any other sport, people are going to be like, that was 2020, though, man. You know, you can't really count it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that trophy, you know. You're always going to have that guy at the party. You got your Super Bowl ring on. You feel really good about yourself. It's always that guy in the corner. It's like, it's like, that was for 2020, though.
Doesn't count.
It's trash. Lame. It's a trash ring, boy. You know, and that's when the fight starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So maybe we just opt out. We just opt out for sports until 2021.
That's what I've been saying, but who knows? Who knows? They're trying to make their money, and we all kind of want sports. So
I just really think we should just be a big fun day. Like, take the best thing of your sport. Like, soccer is a shootout, right? We can all agree shootouts are pretty awesome. Same thing with hockey, shootout. Football, let's just do like a, what do they do in Hawaii? The quarterback games
you could do the long ball, the longest
punt,
field
pass,
goal.
And kick.
Do a punt, pass, and kick and run and a 40-yard dash or something. I don't know, that might work.
Basketball, you could just have, you know, the old shootout or the
dunk.
How about
contest?
A massive game? Yeah, massive game of lightning. We'll take all the NBA players.
There you go. I'd watch that for sure. Yeah.
Baseball, just home run derby. Then they do it once and they're like, oh my God, this is pretty cool. Let's just keep doing this. Let's do that.
We'll see, man. It's going to be a crazy year. It's going to be a crazy fall. Whatever
fighting
happens. So, yeah.
UFC, they just continue to fight. There's nothing else.
They've been doing that. So, all right. Well, good enough for me. Is that all you got for sports?
Yeah, it's your sports on a Wednesday.
We're scraping, folks. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.